Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, we're having a really cold day today. Just got done sleeting and some snow, and maybe a little unusual for April here, but we're just thanking the Lord that we have lots of wood all stored up and a nice, warm, cozy fire. And maybe, Lord willing, if the weather breaks, we might be out flying signs by a busy intersection where there's an event going on. So we'll see. But anyway, we have today, and I'm really thankful to be able to come here and send some encouragement. And today I thought we'd do kind of it's kind of fun in a way. I don't know. It was making me smile. It was a few days ago, a sister mentioned something about salt, and we talked about salty sisters or something, you know, just kind of in passing. And then it was kind of nice because, on a gathering, Brother James did a teaching on salt and being salt and light, and it was really edifying. And when it was done, I said to the sisters, I said, we're steadfast, salty sister soldier saints or something like that. And it just kind of made us smile, you know, thinking of the descriptive words. And then I think it was the next day, a sister took that on a little bit more and sent a message to us. And she has a list of words that start with S. And so I'm going to read them. And what I did with that is I took those words and then I went and found the scriptures for them. And so today I thought it would be kind of edifying. I'm going to read the list and then I'm going to go through, and for each word, I'm going to read the scripture verse for it. So I thought that would be kind of encouraging to us. So she said, sanctified, shamefaced, sober, shining, sincere, sowing seed, standing strong, striving, submissive, steadfast, sister, soldier, saints. And I thought that was pretty unique, pulling out all those words there. And maybe there's some more out there, but I thought this was pretty thorough and pretty good, very descriptive of godly, holy women who are seeking after the things of God. And so now what I thought I would do is go through each one of them and we'd read the scripture verses. So we have sanctified, John 17:19, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Amen. We love the truth. Shamefaced, 1 Timothy 2:9. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array. Yeah, praise God, we're supposed to dress in a shamefaced manner. I just kind of wanted to insert as we go through this, maybe I get some thoughts. Modest apparel actually means neat, or orderly robes and dresses, and they're supposed to be unadorned, and we're not to adorn ourselves either. So I like to correct that modest, not correct it, but expound on modest apparel. It's not the best translation for us today, because the word modest has been so so abused, it seems. It's so subjective to whatever culture you're living in. And yeah, so anyway, we'll move on down the list. Sober. We don't see a lot of sober-mindedness lately. Titus 2:4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. And so this is talking about us women being sober and the older teaching the younger to be sober. So in order to teach that, we have to be sober ourselves. And that means we're not to be like we used to be. Perhaps if we were out in the world running around, doing all kinds of idleness and craziness and loud and boisterous and not having a sound mind of being sober and grave toward the things of God. And so, yeah, that's a sobering word. All right, shining. I love this one. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And, you know, our works, they're it's a little deeper than just like the works and maybe spreading the gospel and sharing it. Our works as godly, holy women is also being at home, being a keeper at home, being servants. And also our works are how we kill our flesh inside and cultivate all those characteristics of a godly woman of kindness, gentleness, helpful, and all those other things that we're supposed to do. And also I like to share with the sisters, you know, the willingness to want to be able to do things for the Lord, even if he doesn't have any of those particular works for you to do, is also a good work. And so that could be somebody who wants to raise children, as long as they're not lusting and discontent for not being able to, they're willing to. So that's a work of the heart that the Lord will see. Whether the Lord has that for that person or not, we don't know. But there's so many different works that we do that will shine our light in front of the world. And one of them for us women is biblically dressing and head covering. And not only that, but our light is also how we act, what we talk about or what we don't talk about, what we do in our everyday lives. People watch and they see and they discern all that. And so that's shining our light. It's being our witness as well. Okay, sincere. Philippians 1:10. That ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. Yeah, we want to be sincere about that, not be with any offense until the day that the Lord returns or we go home. If we endure, anyway. Sowing seed. This is one, I love this. 2 Corinthians 9:10. Now that he ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. And so there's many ways to sow seeds, sisters. That could be, of course, everybody always wants to go to sharing the gospel and sharing biblical truth of what the Lord has done. But it's also sowing seeds in our actions of being obedient to God's word in all these areas, like we're just talking about. Externally, how we act internally will come out externally, and people can see these things, and they can be seeds sown in their mind just by your visible witness. So that's awesome too. Standing strong. As this world gets ever darkening, we have to stand strong, and we can do that through the power of God, through the Holy Spirit, and by staying in his word, which strengthens us. And I love this one. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. So we're standing and we're being strong. There's two of them in one. And I love that. So I'm going to pray that you, sister, stand strong. And we're striving. Luke 13:24. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able to. Yeah, we really need to strive at this. You know, that kind of takes the Calvinism mindset and disproves it. Because why would we strive if we don't have to, if we don't have to endure? Yes, we do. Just like we strive in a marriage, like we strive in relationships, like we strive to edify the body. There's much striving to do in this world. People strive after jobs and money and fame, and they strive after their vacations and to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. We, sisters, soldiers, salty saints, with all these other S words, we are striving after our Savior to be obedient in all things. So praise God. Another one, submissive. This is one a lot of people don't like. Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. And then I also want to put that in here. You know, we do submit to those who are over us in the faith, who have walked more before us and have more discernment, maybe more experiences, maybe more things that they can help us with. So we have to be willing to submit to what they show us in the scriptures, as long as we're still testing and everything. So we just submit to the male authority line that the Lord has established. And, well, that's one of the reasons why we wear a head covering. It is also, in addition to many other things, a sign of submission. And we are to be steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my brethren... Oh, I missed a really good word in there. Hold on, let me do it again. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So steadfast, we're going to continue in that. We're going to be solid. We're going to be unmovable. I love those words. It kind of goes along with being striving and standing strong, like we just read. So being steadfast, that is an awesome and a great witness to other people that can, that you might be sowing seeds to. And so that steadfastness is also something that can help other saints when they see you stand steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, no matter what kind of persecutions or what kind of troubles we have. And we have to remember that it's not in vain in the Lord. We may look around and go, wow, all this is vain, and what's the point of all this? I can't see any of the fruits of it. But it's not vain in the Lord, because He knows what's going on. We may never see what's going on in those in the hearts around us. And as we go through the last three here, sister, Matthew 12:50, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Yeah, you know, that brings up a good point I kind of want to talk about just a little bit, is the body of Christ, who is truly our family, because we've been called out of the world. We're not of the world anymore. The world hates us if we're truly born again and striving after the Lord. And our family is a spiritual family. Now, oftentimes, we're not going to be able to see who our brothers, sisters, mothers are in the Lord, because we're scattered, there's very few, we're all around. But we know that they're out there. And we have a kinship and a fellowship with those that we do meet, even if it's long distance or face to face, and with those we don't. Because I don't know about you, but I have a great love for my brothers and sisters that I've never met out there, but I know they're out there. They're all over the world, and there's no way everybody's going to meet up here on this earth. It will be in heaven if we all endure and press on. And so one thing that a lot of people have a hard time with is letting go of their earthly families, their blood family, which is not truly their family anymore. Those are people of the world. Doesn't mean you can't love them and deal with them, but what you have to do is make sure your mindset is right and you're thinking spiritually and eternally and not earthly and fleshly. Because the scriptures say that even the children can turn on the parents to have them put to death. Jesus came not with peace, but with a sword, divide mother from daughter, father from son, mother-in-law from daughter-in-law. So Jesus came to divide his people, to come out from among all them and follow him. And so although we're still on the earth and we're to shine our light and be sister soldier saints out there doing all these things that we're just going through, we have to keep that right mindset of who our brothers and sisters are truly in the Lord on this, while we're here, spiritual. And, oh, I love this word, soldier. This one really toughens me up. When I'm having a weak time, going through some issues, and I've been through many, many deeply painful, very painful issues coming through this life in Christ, losing every single person that I've ever known in my entire life, even my flesh and blood children. And my mom just recently dying, hating me. My brother's done the same. Brother James has been through many of these as well. And so we know how weak a person can get in some of these areas, and we have to fight through. We have to rise up and be a soldier of the Lord. And I love, this is like, I love many verses in the scriptures, but this is one of my top favorite ones, because if I find myself stuck and I can't get out of that grief or that sadness, or sometimes I look around at the world and it's like, oh, there's so many on the wide road, it can be just overcoming. You know, with such a great love and a great heart to reach out, my heart just yearns to reach out to women who, like I used to be. And when you realize you can't reach them all and you can't change them all, you just be a shining light. It can be wearing, because I have my focus on the wrong spot. I need to focus on the Lord and His word and His truth. And when I need to kind of do an about-face, I love this verse, 2 Timothy 2:3. Those sisters that know me, you knew I was going there. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So that gets me up and going. Endure it like a soldier. Get up. Let's go. Bring it on. We got things we got to do. Time is short. We got to redeem the time. And this one is awesome. I love this. Saints, the last one, saints, not a sinner anymore, not a wicked, wild, vile, feminist woman of the world anymore. We're saints. I'm a saint. You sisters who are born again and come out of the world and are following after Christ, you're a saint. I love this. Ephesians 2:19. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. Yeah, I don't know that it gets any better than that. I know it doesn't. It's pretty amazing. It's just so profound to even read things like that, that we can be of the household of God, forgiven and washed clean by the blood of Christ. Praise God for that. That is so awesome. And I thought I would end us with this because this started, this salt started kind of this whole thing, and it's pretty awesome. So I want to leave you with this and encourage you with it. Matthew 5:13, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Now, we don't want that, sister. So stay in the scriptures, keep striving, edify those who you know, reach out, be doing the works that the Lord has before you, standing strong, striving, being steadfast, sowing seeds and shining, being sober and shamefaced while you go through your sanctification. I think I hit all these words here. So anyway, sisters, much love to you. Hopefully this was edifying to you. I really enjoyed doing it. I hope your day is joyous in the Lord. Stand strong and let me know how I can help you in the ways of women. Much love to you all. May God be praised.